USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Two more people passing away as a result of their injuries suffered in the mass shooting at the Walmart in El Paso. President Trump offering his condolences during an address to the nation as he speaks about the two mass shootings over the weekend, the one in Texas, the other in Dayton, Ohio.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
The President laid out some concrete proposals. Many of them require bipartisan support by the Congress on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Local reaction now from the mayors who run the cities El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, where the mass shootings took place over the weekend. USA Radio's Tim Berg with that part of the story.
President Trump is calling this weekend's mass killings in Texas and Ohio wicked and evil. El Paso City Manager Tommy Gonzalez reacts to the president's public address at the White House.
I'm glad he spoke directly to those issues, and I do feel like he came forth with some opportunities to have a dialogue.
Gonzalez was speaking there on NBC News. The president is expected to head to both Dayton, Ohio and El Paso later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A massive sell-off on Wall Street to tell you about as China lowers its currency. The Dow down 767 points, almost 3% to close at 26,717. The Nasdaq down 278 points. The S&P 500 down 87 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
To the Middle East now, no sign of tensions easing with Iran. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Britain saying it will join a U.S.-led naval security mission in the Strait of Hormuz, where Iran's seizure of merchant vessels in recent weeks has only raised tensions higher with the West. Earlier, Iran's foreign minister was again criticizing recent U.S. financial sanctions placed on him. The Iranian foreign minister telling reporters in Tehran, imposing sanctions against a foreign minister means failure for any efforts at negotiation. The U.S. administration last week announcing sanctions a month after President Trump imposed similar sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. The moves are seen as part of Washington's escalating campaign and in what Trump calls maximum pressure on the Islamic Republic.
So how does the price of oil look? USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. The national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62, Washington State at $3.26.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.